Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Anne Stewart. She is a relationship manager at Jibu and has worked in operations and administrative roles for financial management companies, international NGOs such as TechnoServe and the JP Morgan Chase Foundation. These roles have included serving as board of directors liaison, compiling quarterly and board reports, creating staff orientation programs, and managing events and public speaking engagements. She holds an undergraduate degree in archaeology from Wheaton College and a master's in Judaic studies from the University of Michigan. And I'd like to start off by thanking you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. And I'd like for you to begin by telling all of our listeners more about yourself, along with the significance and impact of the work that is currently being done by Jibu.
Thank you. It's an honor to join you this morning. Thank you for your time as well. Thank you. You gave a great summary, more articulate than I could have, of my background.
Thank you.
But in terms of what I'm doing now and the impact of Jibu's work, it's a company that does it's a social franchising model that does water purification in Africa. So I feel like it's been a great culmination of the different companies and experiences that you mentioned that I've had in the past. It's really bringing together the for-profit and non-profit worlds, I think, in a new way that's bringing a lot of jobs, opportunity, and also safe water to the developing world. So it's been very inspiring and also rewarding to have this opportunity.
And now, with all of your experience and your expertise, what have been some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you have done as a relationship manager at Jibu?
The most rewarding for me is definitely when I have the chance to go to Africa and to meet with and talk with the people who I email on a daily basis, because I am based in the U.S., which is nice for me in some ways, being a native of the U.S., but also, I'd say that's also probably the biggest challenge or drawback, is that I'm one step removed from the action. So most of my work is via Skype or email, which is wonderful that modern technology lends itself to that. So the most rewarding is when I do have the chance to spend some time in Africa and really hear the stories and see the direct impact on those who maybe have a full-time job for the first time or who now have a daily source of clean water, and really in hearing about their challenges and how much they've overcome is certainly rewarding.
And now, some of Jibu's goals consist of providing lasting access to affordable drinking water, as you have mentioned, for everyone while building a network of locally owned franchise businesses in East Africa and beyond. With that being said, how can our listeners today make a difference?
Great question. I think, to me, that for those who are working in the field of social enterprise or for nonprofits in developing countries, one thing that we've learned in Jibu is the importance of local ownership. I think it's very easy to go into another country with great ideas, but I think a lot of projects in the end aren't successful because they're funded through external sources, and maybe the project is set up by those who do not actually live in the location. And we've learned that they're really, I think really the secret to Jibu's success has been all of the leadership and expertise of those who are really running the business on the ground. So I guess, in a nutshell, my advice would be to really focus on the expertise in the community or the neighborhood that you're working in.
Absolutely. And now, can you tell our listeners more about the peer partner relationship that Jibu is involved in establishing when it comes to emerging market entrepreneurs and building a relationship with more effective with a more effective co-investment model that has been applied?
Yeah. So Jibu's model it started with the traditional franchise model, but also in a way turned it on its head. Because in a traditional model, the franchisee or the aspiring entrepreneur would have to have a lot of capital to invest in the retail space and equipment and all of their own materials. So Jibu's model provides all of that, the CapEx up front for the aspiring entrepreneur, and also the training and the mentorship. And it's so then the franchisee, it's a very gradual payback over time for all the initial investment. So I feel like it works really well in especially in East African context, where there are a lot of people, I think, would say that their dream is to run their own business, but they just don't have the resources to start and to have the initial inventory and equipment, regardless of what type of business they'd like to run. So Jibu is giving the tools. We call it a business in a box for aspiring entrepreneurs, and I think because of the training and mentorship that they receive in the franchisee recruitment and orientation and ongoing training periods, they really are poised to start businesses in other realms as well. I mean, we're still fairly young. We've been fully operating for about 18 months, so we will see what our franchisees go on to do, but I think we're going to see amazing long-term results, not only with Jibu's projects, but with other businesses that those in the Jibu network will go on to launch.
And now, as you mentioned, Jibu has been in operation over the past 18 months. And while in operation, Jibu has made a significant impact by pioneering a powerful new solution to ensuring that everyone's needs and is met by having access to basic human needs, such as drinking water, as discussed. Your innovative, business-driven, charitable, grounded model transforms the lack of access to basic human needs into an expansive opportunity by allowing thousands of properly equipped social entrepreneurs to become the solution, as discussed, and one neighborhood at a time. With the significant impact that Jibu has made in the lives of many communities, where do you see the future of Jibu moving forward?
I think, as you mentioned, we do have a successful model. I think it's proven itself effective so far in East Africa. And so ideally, our next step will be to expand into other countries, starting with other parts of Africa and perhaps as far as Asia or other parts of the developing world, other non-African regions. So obviously we haven't piloted yet. I think so the next step, we have actually hired someone who's beginning soon to manage the expansion and research project, to do the due diligence to decide where this model could also best apply. But ideally, I think the model could be really effective in any situation where there isn't a reliable source of easily drinkable waters.
And now for all of our listeners who are interested in donating, can you discuss how every donation can make not only a difference in the lives of people in Africa, but how a donation can significantly change one neighborhood at a time?
Yeah, thank you. So we accept unrestricted donations, which help us to launch new franchises at a faster rate, because right now, as we mentioned earlier, the payback period for the initial capex to start a franchise is very slow. So our franchises are reaching profitability, but it takes time to have enough capex to launch a new franchise unless we have external donations. But we also have specific initiatives, for example, for those who want to be more involved on maybe a personal level. For example, where many franchisees, they identify a location where they'd like to open a franchise, but to obtain the real estate, they have to provide maybe 6 to even 12 months of of rent up front as the guarantee. And that's obviously a lot of, again, a lot of capital for a franchisee to come up with. So we have a loan option or also donation options where it would be specific to tie to a specific franchisee or a few of them to help them have that initial capital to rent a store or franchise location. And we also, we do direct loans or donations to franchisees to help them with the, also with the store build out and painting and putting in shelves and installing the equipment. So lots of ways to be directly and tangibly tied to the franchisees. And then through them, I mean, almost every day we hear stories and positive feedback from our consumers about how we often hear, the first time that I tasted GB water, I never wanted to drink boiled or unpurified water again. So I think for any donor, that's probably the most rewarding part is to hear about the improved water source and just the improved health as a result in each of these communities.
It's wonderful. And now we have a lot of young professionals and young listeners who tune into our podcast on a regular basis. So that being said, for all of those who are interested in volunteering, do you have any volunteer initiative where young professionals and today's youth can become involved with Jibu by helping out in terms of going to Africa and contributing that way?
I have to say, we don't have an actual volunteer program at this point, but that's something we could probably consider for the future. We have had summer volunteers, interns, join us the past two summers for specific projects such as engineering and helping us test and filter the water. And also we've had volunteer help with marketing in the community and with some impact measurement. So we do occasionally have specific projects where we're looking for volunteers to join us for a few months at a time. And all the volunteers have been incredibly helpful. I think especially, as you mentioned, with some of the younger recent graduates, they really offer fresh eyes and a lot of enthusiasm and energy. So it's been great. And as much as possible in the future, especially in the summers, for those who are in between semesters, we will continue to try to offer specific project-based volunteer opportunities.
That's wonderful. And I do want to mention that over the past year, I've had the opportunity to work as an intern at the NATO Association of Canada. I started out as a program editor of Global Horizons in August of 2015. And the first 8 months, I was the program editor. And then currently, I'm Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator, along with the project manager and project coordinator for upcoming ATA General Assembly, which is the 62nd ATA General Assembly, scheduled to take place at the Western Harbour Castle here in Toronto. And I want to say that it's been a complete pleasure having the opportunity to do interviews with influential members of our community, with various diplomats and various delegates. And as a result of attending the Toronto Global Economy Forum, which was held at the Royal York Hotel in Toronto, I had the great privilege of meeting your father, who is the CEO of Jibu. And I want to, again, thank your father for the work that he's doing as the CEO of Jibu. And I want to thank you for doing this interview. It's people like you who make a significant difference in the lives of millions of people. And I was so impressed by your father's presentation that I approached him, and I wanted to do this interview because I want all of our listeners to not only look at the website that you have up, but also to donate. I encourage everyone tuning in to please make a donation and also look at various ways that you can get involved, whether it be volunteering, whether it be getting the word out there through social media, promoting the work that's being done by Jibu is certainly a great way to encourage people to donate and to encourage people to get involved. Having said that, Anne, I want to again immensely thank you for all of the work that you're doing as the relationship manager at Jibu. And for all of the listeners tuning in, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you directly?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your kind words. It's been a pleasure to speak with you today and an honor. To get in touch with me directly, my email address is Anne, A-N-N-E, at jibuco.com. That's J-I-B-U-C-O.com. And also, as you mentioned, our website, jibuco.com, has a lot of more information. You also see that there's a if you have general inquiries about Jibu, there's an email address listed on the homepage, which is info@jibuco.com. You're welcome to call me. my phone number is 719-231-3247. Always happy to talk about Jibu or to answer any specific questions.
Wonderful, Anne. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.